Hey, good morning, Las Vegas. You're listening to the Solid Rock Gospel Broadcast, a programming effort of the Church at Las Vegas to proclaim that God is good, His grace is amazing, His love is available, and the power of the good news about Jesus is real and can and does change our lives.
Vegas. This is John Racine with the Church at Las Vegas. Thanks so much for listening to the Solid Rock Gospel Broadcast this morning. Hey, I want to start out this morning with some one-liners. You know, those aren't just confined to comedy shows and late-night shows and talk show hosts. Preachers can share some of those things as well. And so these are from some of the bulletin materials that we get through the mail. But I liked some of these and I wanted to share them with you. Here's the first one. Someone recently made the statement, "I didn't fully understand why people said prayers before meals until I started reading the ingredient labels on certain processed foods." Yeah, I think we can understand that. How about this one? "The only people with whom you should try to get even are those who have helped you." Like that. Here's another one. "Education is what you get from reading the small print in the contract. Experience is what you get from not reading it." Well, that's probably true too. How about this? "Consider the postage stamp. Its usefulness consists in sticking to one thing until it gets there." And here's another one. "Faith is not like gasoline that runs out as you use it, but faith is like a muscle that grows stronger as you exercise it." And then here's the last one that I wanted to share this morning, and this kind of ties in with our lesson on integrity that we started last week and that we want to finish up this week. Here it is. "Hypocrisy results when your walk doesn't correspond with your talk, when your performance falls short of your promises." You know, we've been talking about that recently in some of our classes and otherwise, that hypocrisy is something that so many people that are not walking with Christ accuse those who claim to be. And I understand, man, there's plenty of people out there that you know, you can look at and say, "Wow, they're a hypocrite." And I hope in your own life that you're striving to do the very best that you can to not be a hypocrite. Okay. Now, there's sometimes that we make errors, we fall short, we forget things and whatever, but that shouldn't be the normal bent of our life. We shouldn't be called hypocrites. Okay. Again, hypocrisy results when your walk doesn't correspond with your talk, when your performance falls short of your promises. And so last week we started talking about integrity. We started talking about integrity and how important that is, that integrity is that quality of being and having strong moral principles. Integrity is having strong moral principles. Now, here's the thing about it. If God is not our creator, and the Word of God is not our moral compass where we understand what's right and wrong, then who gets to say what is and what isn't right? You see, without God, there's really no morality. It's just kind of whatever you want it to be. And yet that's a problem, because if your sense of morality differs from somebody else's sense of morality, you're going to have problems. And so the point is that God did create us. God put within us His law on our hearts. And so we almost intrinsically understand what's right and wrong, but the Word of God makes it very, very clear to us as we read it, as we study it. And so integrity is having that strong moral principle, not what you think morality should be, certainly not what our society thinks morality should be, but what does God say morality should be? What does the Word of God tell us that we ought to do to be moral? And last week we shared from Philippians chapter 4, and I want to just share that one more time because it kind of encapsulates this whole idea of integrity in a verse. Paul says in Philippians 4 and verse 8, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." And he goes on to say, "Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice." Okay, I like that integrity is not just something you think about. It has to be something you do. Just like faith isn't something you just think about. Faith is something you exercise. Faith is something you do. And so Paul is writing to the church and saying, whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice. Hey, just like Jesus said at the end of the Sermon on the Mount, put it into practice. You see, our faith is worthless unless we put it into practice. And if our faith is from God and we put it into practice, then it's going to be real. It's going to be genuine. It's going to be sincere. It's not going to be hypocritical. If we really love God, then we are going to strive to do our best to live a life of integrity, a life of holiness, if you were. Wednesday night, we talked about the fact that that's possible because the Holy Spirit of God has renewed us. He's given us new life because of what Jesus did on the cross for us. He applies those benefits to our life when we choose to respond to the good news about Jesus and repent of our sins and trust that what Jesus did was for our good and that we would be baptized into Christ for the forgiveness of our sins, that we might receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, and then we might walk in newness of life. And so integrity is just having those strong moral principles. Now, last week we talked about being trustworthy. We talked about being trustworthy. We talked about being honest. Okay, let's talk about a few more things today. These are from an article from Positive Thinking Only, the Positive Thing Only, excuse me, and 13 different traits. Now, like I said, we're not going to cover all of these, and you can probably find these in a million and one different other places too. But certainly being a trustworthy person, that's part of being a person of integrity. Being honest, okay, that's part of a person of integrity. And so we talked about those last week. We want to talk about some more this week. But before we do, let's go ahead and listen to our first song this morning. This is by a group called Group One Crew. And the song is Dangerous. And boy, it sounds a little dangerous. But it's just the idea that, hey, we need to live. We need to live dangerously. Like live our faith out dangerously. Not undercover. Christ didn't call us to be undercover agents. He called us to be out in the open, influencing the society. And so not live sinfully, not live in a way that's going to bring disrespect on the name of Christ, but dangerously in the way of let's live out our faith in front of the whole world. Let's listen to it this morning.
We on fire, danger. Yeah, we been called, don't hang up. The devil mad, anger. But we don't talk to him, he a stranger. So we walk instead of talking cause he said so. Ain't no time for waiting, no debating, baby, let's go. Pedal to the flow, gassed up, homie Petro. Tell about the blood that they drew when he bled so. Trying everything but you, yeah. So why am I playing it safe when it comes to giving you my life? dangerous, dangerous. But it don't matter, that ain't a thing to us, same to us. We either lipo him or lipo us. And the fact is, we don't really know when the end will come, and will come. So until then, I'll be your monster. No more playing games, Contra. Wake me up to a morning glory, us. To a God I know I trust to bring me through the dangerous.
I wanna live dangerous.
All right, we're back this morning. What a great song. Live Dangerous. But we're talking about living a life of integrity dangerously, all right? And so let's talk about that again this morning. And so here's another thing that shows or demonstrates a life of integrity. A person of integrity does good things. He helps other people. He's not just self-centered. He's not just thinking about his own needs all the time. There's thinking about the needs of others. Galatians, the 6th chapter, verse 10. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 10 says, therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. Okay, we need to do good. We need to see what we can do to bless other people's lives. We need to do unto others as we would have them to do unto us. And that's because God created us for that purpose. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10. Ephesians 2 and verse 10, it says, for we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. Okay? So we're supposed to be people that we don't just think about doing good things for others. We do. And if you look at your life and ask yourself, what am I doing for other people? What am I doing for other people? If your list isn't very long, then you might want to rethink your life a little bit. You might want to say, hey, a person of integrity, a person that really loves God, a person that has real strong moral principles is going to be a person that is unselfish. It's going to be helping others, whether it's financially, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, whatever it is. Sometimes people just need you to be there for them. Hey, over here in 1 Peter chapter 3, 1 Peter chapter 3, starting in verse 8, Peter reminds God's people that finally, all of you be like-minded, be sympathetic, love one another, be compassionate and humble. Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult. On the contrary, repay evil with blessing, because to this you were called so that you may inherit a blessing. And so, you know, we need to be people that again, don't just think about what we could do, but that we do it. Okay, so make that a part of your life. Doing good things for someone else. Not returning evil for evil, but returning good for evil. And not even just evil, but just be a person that goes around doing good things. That was one of the things that Jesus was noted for. Here's another thing that we need to be aware of as far as integrity. And that's that we need to be humble. Okay, we need to be humble. There's so many different places in Scripture that we can look, but let's just go over to James chapter 4 since we were there not too long ago. Hey, James chapter 4 and verse 10, humble yourselves before the Lord and he will lift you up. Humble yourselves before the Lord and he will lift you up. Because God opposes the proud, but he gives grace or he shows favor to the humble. And so people of integrity are humble people. That doesn't mean they're wimpy. It doesn't mean they walk around with their head down. It means that they are confident, but they recognize that their confidence is not based on just themselves. Okay, first of all, I can say my confidence is based on who my God is. I know who he is. I know how good he is. I know how he's blessed my life. I know how he takes care of me. I know that he's patient with me. And that's a humbling thing to realize that especially in Jesus, that he laid down his life for me. No one's ever done that for me. That ought to humble any single one of us to realize that we were condemned, but Jesus was willing to lay his life down for us. That should humble us, no matter what kind of degree we get, no matter what kind of position we're in, no matter how much experience or age or anything else we get, that there ought to be a humility as we go through life, that we would look at other people and consider people even better than ourselves. Now, it's not being self-depreciating, cutting ourselves down. People of integrity don't do that. They don't walk around kind of like that old Mac Davis song going, "Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble," you know, or you know, "Oh, I'm not so good for anybody, and here I am, I'm just being so humble." No, that's not what God wants us to do. God wants us to be humble, but in a confident kind of way. Just kind of like the scripture says in Hebrews that we can come boldly before the Lord, but we ought to do that in humility, recognizing that he's God, that we're not, that we're coming before the Creator, the King, the Redeemer of the earth. And so doing good, helping others, being humble about that, not going around tooting your horn, bragging about what you've done. Now, that's not integrity. Integrity just does the right thing and just kind of forgets about it. Lets other people build you up and lets other people say, "Hey, wow, that was really neat what they did." Okay? Understand? So humility and doing good things. Here's another one. Okay? Apologizing. Okay? That kind of goes along with the humility, but being willing to apologize. If you're wrong, okay, admit it. Okay? A person of integrity does that. They admit when they're wrong. They confess and they say, "I was wrong. I shouldn't have said that. I should have acted like that. I shouldn't have had that attitude. You know, please forgive me. I was wrong. I apologize." And when we apologize, don't just say sorry. Okay? Let the person know what you did. "I hurt your feelings. I said this and I could tell it upset you. I did this and I know that you were offended by it or you know, it hurt you in a really bad way." Be a person that recognizes what your actions do to other people and be willing to be the first to admit, "I was wrong and I'm sorry. I'm apologizing for this specific thing. And then will you forgive me?" Okay, give the person the opportunity to forgive you. Don't just assume like, "Well, you have to forgive me." Okay, that's ridiculous. I've heard about people doing that. "Well, you know, God says you have to forgive me." No, don't do that. Give people the opportunity to forgive you, just like you want the opportunity to forgive others. And if we all have that attitude, how much better it would be if that when we do something wrong, that we're the first to apologize for it, that we'd be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to become angry, that when that happens, that we're the first ones, that we don't have to be shaken. We're easily entreated about our sin, about our wrongdoing, or about things that don't bring honor to Christ. All right, so doing good things, staying humble, being willing to apologize, recognize our wrongdoings first. Here's another one. Valuing other people's time. Valuing other people's time. Man, this is huge. Valuing other people's times. In Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 15, it says, "Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil." Okay, and then you can go back in the Proverbs, and there are so many different scriptures that talk about being productive, not being lazy, making sure that we're working hard, that we're not trying to figure out shortcuts, and that we're not trying to rip people off. But here's something else, that we recognize that other people's lives are important to them too, and we've got to be careful to value other people's times. Here's one good way to do that. Don't be late for things, okay? Don't be late. Now, I know there's times where it happens, traffic or whatever, alarm didn't go off, but this shouldn't be the bane of your life. People of integrity are on time. You know why? Because when you're not on time, you're wasting somebody else's time. You're wasting it time. If you're supposed to be somewhere at 7 o'clock, be there at 7 o'clock. In fact, be there before 7 o'clock. We used to say in HR, if you're 5 minutes early, you're late. Okay? Give yourself some cushion. And if you know that maybe it's going to take a little bit longer time, make sure you give yourself a time cushion. But don't waste other people's time by being late. Okay? Also, too, if you know somebody's got something to do, don't just act and assume like, you know, because you're there that they should take all their time for you. Ask if it's all right for you to stay and visit for a while. Make sure that, you know, the person knows that you don't want to over-welcome yourself. You don't want to wear that out. That you want to be mindful of other people's lives and what they're doing in their lives. Okay? So that's important. That's a part of integrity, is letting the other person know that their time is valuable as well. And do that by not being late. Do that by showing that you care about what they do as well. Okay? And then here's the last thing I want to talk about real quick. Let's be people that are kind, okay? That we're kind. That even in the times where we have to be a little bit rebuking, and maybe we have to be a little harsh in a few things, that still we would strive to be kind for the most part in our being. To be kind, to be people that are full of compassion and mercy, and yet also not afraid to stand up and say, hey, that's wrong. Okay? But in doing that, in speaking the truth in love, we still try to be kind. We still try to you know, let people know that we care about them as a person. Invite somebody out for lunch. Buy them some coffee. Sit down. Send them a card. Just spend some time with them. There's so many things that we can do. But friends, we're out of time again this morning. I can't believe how fast time goes. So we're going to listen to our last song this morning. This is a song by Peter Fuller called I'm Alive. And I hope you're alive in Christ and in that integrity.
Locked inside my head, when I was lost in a maze of doubt, you called my name and woke me up. You called my name and let me out. And when I chased one more mirage till I was tired and parched again, you gave me one more cup to fill and sent me one more day. Be
right, that'll do it for us this morning, folks. Thanks so much for listening this morning, and I hope that you are alive in Christ. I hope that you are walking in integrity and truthfulness and every other kind of good thing that there is in Christ. If you're struggling spiritually, or maybe you don't even know the Lord, maybe you're looking for answers, there's just something missing in your life, I want to encourage you to come meet with the Church of Las Vegas. We'd love to direct you to Jesus Christ, who has a plan not just for your life, but for the whole world. And so come and join us on Sunday morning at 10:30, Sunday evening at 6, or Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock for Bible study and prayer. We meet at 3388 South Decatur Boulevard. It's right in between Spring Mountain and Desert Inn. 3388 South Decatur Boulevard. Also, you can learn more about us from our website, thechurchatlasvegas.com. That's thechurchatlasvegas.com. And there you can find messages. You can find old radio broadcasts. You can see what we're kind of doing for what's going on in our church community and otherwise. So thank you again for listening, and keep standing on the solid rock, the rock that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. God bless you.